Everything, everything. Consequently, our purpose, and with this we conclude this conference, the first major conclusion that we are to draw from these two fundamental truths of our faith is that since we were made for no other purpose than to serve God faithfully here and thereby be saved, and that everything in the world has been given to us to help us reach that destiny. Consequently, and this is the motto of the retreat, consequently, I must, even to save my soul, let alone become holy, I must use creatures insofar as they help me, and Ignatius uses the Spanish, I must rid myself. Ah, but that's hard, because creatures can be sweet. They can be so pleasant. They can be so nice. I am to rid myself of them insofar as they hinder my path to God. And by now I've dealt with too many souls that have opened their hearts to me not to know that the hardest thing in life is to say no to a creature that appeals to us. Dear God, do I know that? When our whole nature cries out for it, or if it's something to be get rid of what I don't want. But God tells me, I am God, not you. You are a creature. I have a right to tell you what are the conditions, even of your salvation, not to speak of your sanctification, not you. All you've got to find out, that's all your duty is, find out what I want and act accordingly and be human. We're all scared, and the smarter we are, the more we can rationalize, which means find reasons for the untruth. Rationalize into not doing what down deep in our hearts we know that God wants us to do, or still doing what we perfectly well know God does not want us to do. And then, as some people can become literally drunk with their own words, they've read so much, they've been thinking about this so much, we can actually convince ourselves contrary to the known will of God. Well, that's what a retreat is all about. Please God, with His grace, we shall not only make a good retreat, but the best, for many reasons. At least because we've made so many already. this should be the best. But also, because never in the history of the church has the church needed more authentic religious. Which means religious who are such in reality and not only in name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.